recovering now. Oh, and you're just diving in for a second helping. Oh, Kyle.
Oh, no, 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 no. Nobody is putting their finger in my ass again. Unless it's Kyle.
Oh, gotta leave it to sub part.
You're listening to Boy Neil on House of MNSM Radio. Email in at boyneil at houseofmnsm.com.
Accepting ourselves.
But that was pretty heavy. How do you like that song? I posted the video link to it. The video was hilarious. And that was actually from a South Park episode. I mean, it's what they get away with is pretty great. But I thought I pissed myself the first time I saw
that. That was pretty funny, I have to admit.
But a little bit back on the... First of all, Scooter Pup mentions Pup Night Thursday. Would that be at the Eagle?
That's at the Eagle, yeah.
Yeah.
Black Eagle. So it's Pup Night Thursday night at the Black Eagle for everybody. Always be a good time. Was it start about 10 o'clock usually, doesn't it? Or earlier? No, they do that one earlier, don't they?
I'm not real sure. I think you'd have to ask the pup.
Yes. When is it? Why don't you...
Well, it's going to take him a minute to actually...
Maybe the pup has a link to it or something, but yeah, 9:30 or 10 o'clock, something like... Yeah, you've gone to it before. You're usually there working.
Just go on the Black Eagle website.
Yeah. We'll find it and post it. But then getting back to that story again a little bit, the heavy side, you know, where it kind of hit me is I have three children myself. I have two sons and a daughter, just like that senator has, which is pretty bizarre. Although none of my children have come out that they're lesbian or gay, both my middle son and my daughter have both come out that they've gone both ways. I mean, so, and I have no problem with that, of course. But an interesting story happened. I was about, I remember I told you about this master. I think it was about a year ago. My daughter was going to college at Niagara Community College back over in the States. And just out of the blue, once she was over visiting, I'm pretty close with my daughter. And she goes, Dad, do you know a... Certain, she mentioned the name, and I'm horrible with names, and she started to describe this black girl, and then she finally, at the end, she says, you know, Dad, yeah, I'm kind of friends with her, she's in a couple of my classes, but honestly, I think she might be a tranny, I don't know, and I think she may be involved in civil rights work, so you might know her, and I remember saying to her, I says, well, why don't you just ask her if she knows me, and, you know, possibly from civil rights work, say, you might know my dad from some civil rights work. And she said, and sadly, she says, well, you know, Dad, I would do that, but it wasn't sadly, actually. It was very sharp how she was. She said, you know, I've done that before and almost gotten a reaction like people didn't want to be outed or something. Like that would be kind of outing them. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what, you're right. That's pretty sharp because it could be outing them. Well, later, I was at a civil rights event, and I saw whom... was the black tranny that I thought she was describing. So I went up to her, and we're at the event, and it turns out I do know her, and I still don't remember her name, but I know her. I see her all the time. She's very involved in civil rights work. And I said, say, I got to ask you a question. I says, do you go to NCCC, don't you? She goes, yeah, I do. I said, I think you have a couple classes with my daughter. And she goes, who's your daughter? And I says, Catherine. She goes, oh, my God, that's your daughter? And she almost started crying. She says, I got to tell you a story. She says, I didn't even know that was your daughter. She says, but just last week, there were a couple jocks in class that were picking on me and coming at me. And just totally out of the blue, she freaking storms in. And let me tell you, that bitch was ready to take both of them out. And when they both left the room with their freaking head between their legs, totally embarrassed. She totally shot them down. And she there's no reason to do that. She wasn't involved with the conversation at all. She just saw me getting picked on. And I'm telling you, I wouldn't fuck with her either. I backed right down. And she said, and she was like, you know, that's your daughter. You've got to be really proud of the way you raised her. And I did. I mean, I cried. I said, wow. That says more than anything. I mean,
that's true.
When they take a stand like that, you know, and but she is that way. You both, Master and Sir, met my family. You can tell with Catherine. You know, she's kind of like your daughter, Sir. You just kind of don't mess with them.
Yeah, no,
they kinda,
it's not
you taught them to kind of defend themselves a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely have. And yeah. I mean, they're both straight as far as I know.
But the bottom line was, too, you could hear a story about them just like this probably as well. They both seem to be like that.
For sure. I'm posting a cute little picture in the chat room. You'll like it. It's to lighten things up, too.
But that's kind of why
go ahead and hit the link.
Kind of broke my that story kind of broke my heart a bit.
Yeah.
You know, but to hear that, and I think when I saw that story, I believe it was posted as, it was just posted as possibly the most amazing testimony of gay marriage out there. And I kind of agree with that. And especially coming from someone, you know, it reminds me when we were fighting for it here in New York State. I mean, we were able to flip Mark Grassani, who was a Republican conservative. And it was through personal stories just like that we got him to flip his vote, that we're all family. We have families. We work in the area. We own houses in the area. We're people just like you. Well, it turned out he had a sister who came out that was a lesbian.
Wow. And now was that after he?
No. We didn't know he had a lesbian sister. He told us. By the way, I have a sister who is a lesbian, and I've talked with her now about it. And then he just laid out. So I just got to look at the legal aspect of it. And legally, there was no reason you could deny one person's rights. Just like that senator said, how can you deny somebody that same opportunity, that same love? I'm trying to open. You know, I can't even open that link up because you know what it'll do? It'll boot me out of the room.
It should just open it in a separate. That doesn't work. Don't worry about it.
But anyways,
yes. So that was
a neat story. Now there's another neat story, and this is really, I'd say this is also kind of heavy. And this is something I didn't know about it at all. Yeah, if you could post the link, that would be wonderful. We've just got to find it here now. Recently, some people know about it in the States. Mayor Koch, there we go, Ed Koch, recently died. He was a mayor of New York City for 8 years.
It was a crazy fuck, wasn't he?
I believe the years were from 1978 to 1989, he was the mayor of New York City. And if anybody knows back about time, that was some pretty traumatic times for the gay and lesbian community back then. A lot was happening then. Because when was Stonewall? Stonewall was in 60... Stonewall was... No, 72, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Early 70s.
It was early 70s. I believe it was 71 or 72 was Stonewall, the riots in New York City. But right what was going on then was the AIDS epidemic was breaking out nationwide. And back then it was a pretty scary time. There were some that were calling it the gay cancer. They didn't know what it was. They didn't know what to do about it. They didn't know how to treat it. And people, quite honestly, were just dying of left and right from full-blown AIDS. You know, I've had many friends I've talked to. I wasn't out then, so I didn't really see it, but they did. I mean, they just didn't know, and I've heard Sir Mark talk about it. I mean, you didn't know who's gonna die next, it was almost like you're afraid to wake up to find out another friend had passed or another friend was in the hospital. It was a horrible time. And it really struck New York City big time. Well, I guess mainly New York City is the largest city in the United States. You know, it's one of the largest cities in the world. And it's no different in many ways than Toronto is to Canada. It's the largest city in Canada. So when something happens, it happens more in Toronto. I mean, it's just common.
Well, it's just a larger population.
It's just a larger population is all.
And it seems to also with that is a lot of... Because it's a larger city, it's a lot easier to be anonymous, and then you're able to get more groups, like you know, like that a band together because you have so many more people. The more gays tend to gravitate, or transsexuals, or whichever. So,
but what was amazing about this story I read and kind of sad, and it's really, I consider it tragic. I really do, because as it turns out, when you read through this story, and this isn't just like hearsay or anything. This is fact. It's documented. Mayor Ed Koch was in the closet. He was a closeted homosexual.
I didn't freaking know that.
And I did not know that either. He had a boyfriend for years. And once he started moving up in this, and he was an attorney, and once he started getting into politics and moved up in things, and it looked like he had an opportunity to be the mayor of New York City, he'd even told his boyfriend, well, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to leave town because now it's just I'm too politically involved and I can't have you live here with me and we're just going to have to break it off. And he basically sent his boyfriend away to be mayor of New York City. And not only that, because of being in the closet, and you know my story's about, my show's supposed to be about accepting yourself. And this, to me, is a tragic story of how bad things can be because someone is in the closet. Because it took him and it made him a true monster. Because he was in the closet and wanted to stay in the closet, didn't want anybody to know about it, he became one of the biggest gay bullies of that time. You got to read through this story. I'm not going to read it line by line.
Well, we're going to do that right when we come back for commercial.
We'll be right back then.
You're listening to Boy Neal on House of MNSM Radio.